Back at it on a sunny afternoon in Jacksonville. The Jags hope a few good days on this field lead to a better day on Sunday on the field next door. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The storyline in Jacksonville this week focuses on the quarterback whose penchant for game-changing turnovers is, at this point in his career, stronger than his penchant for game-changing plays. You may have heard the stat that his pick-six interception that gave Denver a 17-3 lead last Sunday was the 11th of his career, one more than he has career wins. If you're following along, he has 60 career turnovers in his first 41 NFL starts. The turnovers are the defining story of this season, and Bortles is fully aware.
I mean, I think the two interceptions that happened last week against Denver, that stuff's going to happen. Balls are going to get tipped and they're going to catch it, or you're going to get hit and it's going to go where you weren't trying to throw it. That stuff's going to happen. But I think as far as going to the right place with the ball and being on time, I think that's been a lot better in these past five games. But you just can't do it.
Further exaggerating the problem is the NFL's fourth-ranked defense, which over the course of the last 5 weeks has played very, very well. They're a rising unit, and they would be the story this year if not for the turnovers. That said, they say they're behind their quarterback.
We have full confidence in him, even though, you know, none of us have played to the level that we wanted to this year. But there is no doubt that he is our quarterback, and we fully support him.
The Jags defense is playing lights out. They're fourth in the NFL this week in total yards allowed and second against the pass. In the last five games, they've held four opponents to fewer than 300 total yards for an average of just 258 per game. Plus, they've only allowed their opponent to convert on third down 19 times in 68 attempts. That's a 28% success rate.
We want to control the outcome of the game. And if our offense scores 3 points, then, you know, we got to hold them to two. And that's the mentality that we have on the defensive side, because that's the expectations that we have. I think we have a very talented young group who's only going to get better in time. And, we just got to keep playing hard and execute. And I think some good things are going to happen to this unit, you know, the rest of the season and the future.
A couple of notes to share with you from the day that was on Wednesday at EverBank Field. The Jaguars got a bit of good news when Chris Ivory returned to the practice field in a limited fashion. He injured his hamstring in the game in Buffalo. We'll see how he progresses through the course of the week. They got a little bad news also. Center Brandon Linder did not practice today. He suffered an ankle injury in the game against Denver. Also, Allen Hurns continues to be out. He didn't practice with the hamstring that he injured in Buffalo as well. The quarterback sat down with Allen Robinson earlier this week to get his perspective. He said the two men talked about how they saw certain plays from their respective spots on the field and how they could create more, better opportunities for A-Rob to make the kind of big plays that fueled the offense a season ago. And finally, the Jaguars announced they've nominated Julius Thomas as a candidate for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Thomas is a passionate advocate for childhood reading, and over the last few years has built programs that help kids learn to read at grade level by third grade in both Oakland and in Jacksonville. He's also helped to distribute more than 20,000 books. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Tomorrow, we'll take you inside the rapidly developing Daly's Place here at EverBank Field.